So, wonderful. Good morning, dear LinkedIn community, Composites Launch members, International Composites Summit suppliers and visitors that you have been at the Drum in London, Wembley. I have together today with me Gemma Hardy. She is the Managing Director of Fluency Business Group, and Colin, who is the Sales and Operations Director, and Katie is with us. Katie Holmes, please do not misplace her with the other Katie Holmes. There's a very famous one, but Katie is a specialist and an expert in marketing, whereas the other one is an actor, as you guys know. So I'm very happy to have you here today. Thank you for being part of my show.
The hard work of composites teams should be shouted from the rooftops. We're on a mission to give your solutions better visibility and reach, to make them more widely known in the market and gain the appreciation they deserve. To make lightweight construction and specialized technologies available to end users, as well as attract projects, customers, and talent, join our Composites Lounge community. The Composites Lounge community is open to entrepreneurs, C-levels, specialists, and managers who want to create a better world with their innovative composites and play a key role in the success of their company. So if you're a hidden champion who isn't sure how to best promote your work, join a supportive and innovative community, which is focused on making composites achievements visible to end users. The Composites Lounge community celebrates and promotes the best innovations, lightweight construction technologies, and sustainable solutions in the automotive, aviation, renewable energy, oil and gas industries, and many more. Get involved at compositeslounge.com.
Thanks for having us, Ilkay. Yeah,
thank you, Ilkay.
Thanks for having us, Ilkay.
So Gemma is been on my shows a few times now, and every time we have Gemma on, there's something new coming up. And because Jack World is just around the corner, I was really surprised to hear that Gemma is now expanding her innovation hubs also to France. Now she was in the UK, she was in the US, and now the next step is into France, to Jack World. And as you know, Jack World is a massive show. It's a mega show, and we all love and go and do our pilgrimage to Jack World. But Jack World has now officially finished their Jack booth onboarding, as far as I know from the emails. And we would like to give you another option, how for late designers and people like me who have a small team only can join Jack World at a reasonable cost, hassle-free, we call it, on the innovation hub of Gemma, Colin, and Katie. So let's start this show. But before we go on to the innovation hubs, now Gemma and Katie, they are at Southern Manufacturing in Farnborough. You see the sign behind Gemma, Farnborough. Everyone knows Farnborough from the big air show, the airplane show. But Southern Manufacturing seems like also to be one of the major events that are important and related to manufacturing. So, Gemma, what are your first impressions? Tell us about Southern Manufacturing. You are now the ambassador of Southern Manufacturing right now.
Excellent. Well, I have only just arrived. We've arrived to the Fluency stand. It's set up. So if you are coming along to the show, come and find us. We're on F290. We obviously start this LinkedIn Live just as the show is opening up, but it certainly looks set to be a very busy show. For those who aren't aware, Southern Manufacturing is a sister show to Advanced Engineering, and it really doesn't disappoint. So we're looking forward to catching up with some of the composites community here, but also some of the wider manufacturing companies that attend, finding out about latest innovations, etc.
So that's wonderful to see the growing attendance on materials, because we are all in these materials science and materials know-how, and my heart really blinks for materials, and therefore great to know that there is another event out in the UK just on materials. And you've mentioned also electronics is there. It's a wide field. Metal is there. So it's always good to see also the wider range of the materials out there.
Yeah.
So let's dive now into the Innovation Hubs. And I will take now for a minute Colin and Katie out of our picture here and make a cozy environment with Gemma. Gemma is the strategic head of all these Innovation Hubs. So Gemma, tell me, how did you come to the idea to implement innovation in events, in exhibitions in general?
So we understand what a huge kind of investment a show can be. And for many companies, that puts it out of reach. And it might be because of budget. It might also be because, you know, until you understand that return on investment, it's hard to you know, go to your board and ask for extra money to attend shows. It could be because, you know, if you go for one of these big booths, you have to find the staff to man the booth for 3 days. And so we kind of looked at it and thought, how can we help more people attend shows? What I really want to achieve is integrating our community into some of the biggest shows in the world. Now, so far we've done, you know, we've focused on composite shows, but we are also working with some of the end sector shows as well. So we really want to help bring that community to some of these shows globally, but making it a lot easier on the budget, on the kind of staff input required, etc. And so, yeah, so we had this idea, let's just take these companies along. And then hopefully, our hope is that, you know, the companies change on the stand year in, year out, and they use it as a real springboard to, you know, to get onto the actual show floor in a bigger stand, et cetera. But with that little bit of support, helping them understand how to exhibit, how to get the most from it, et cetera, as they make that move to the full investment. So the other thing we do with the hubs is we work with the show organisers to try and help some of our exhibitors look at the progress they need to make to get onto the show floor as well.
May I have your attention, please? Both conferences.
Just one moment, Ilke, we can't hear you. I don't know why. Can you hear him?
Yes.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah.
I was saying one of the downfalls of being at a show. I'm sorry.
No, just keep your mic on. Let's really take part on your experience over there. Do not worry. I like the British accent of the sound hall actor, voice actor over there. That's fine.
Gemma, let me announce the programming for the show. So.
Okay, you mean that would be too much of advertising? Yeah. Gemma, no. Let me come back to the name. So we understand the strategic implication. Yeah, and the offer, the pain point that you're solving. That's nice. But let's come back to the why did you choose Innovation Hub? You could have called it Fluency Hub or ICS Hub. Why innovation?
One of the things that stands out to me about our industry is the constant innovation, the excitement of the new materials, the new processes, the new things we're working on, the latest research and development ideas, you know, the true sparks that we have, you know, the engineers that we have within our industry. So to me, ICS Hub doesn't really have a ring to it. Fluency Hub doesn't have a ring to it. What's important is not ICS and is not Fluency. It's actually the people on the hub, the companies on the hub, and they are the innovators. And so they need to be part of the brand that we're putting out. So, yeah, it's the Innovation Hub, the ICS Innovation Hub.
I like that. I like that because the innovation stands always for growth. Innovation state stands for competitive advantage. Let's talk it this way because we are not the cheapest of all the materials available. We are innovation driven. So it's a very appropriate name. And I like that because I'm myself being a coach, innovation coach at the European Commission. So whenever I see the word innovation, of course, my heart goes with it. So that's really cool. Shall we move to Colin for a minute and take Colin on board and say hi to Colin?
Hi, okay.
Hi, Colin. So, Colin, you are the first time in my show. What I would like to also, of course, provide our community is always introduce the network to my community. We've spoken at length already in Birmingham and, in London. But give us a glimpse. Who is Colin? Because you have an interesting CV coming from a very international context.
Although I work now for a Fluency Business Group, which effectively is marketing, communications, events and all sorts, my background is industrial manufacturing. So I have been for the last 25 years in sales, operations, product development in various manufacturers, be that carbon glass reinforcements for UK companies. I've spent 10 years in the Middle East helping a glass fiber reinforcement innovator with entirely new technology design, develop and launch its product internationally. So I joined the Fluency team with a slightly different dynamic and with a different remit, and hopefully in a way that we can help our clients along the way with a different angle and approach than we had previously.
Yes, I don't know. Can you talk about it or not? That you have spent a few years as an expat internationally?
Yes. So I worked in the Middle East at a company called Ilium Composites for over 10 years. And that was the company I was explaining, that we with a new innovation, a new technology. Mm-hmm. And my role there was to help develop, to launch these products internationally. It was an unknown company, an unknown brand, and we did a very good job in helping to present this product and technology to the global community.
Mm-hmm. You see, this is important, community, because we have at the Fluency team very cross-cultural skills here. And if you remember your time in the Middle East, Colin, what is the number one mistake Europeans make when they enter the Middle East market or talking to Middle Eastern community customers?
That's a really good question. I mean, there are lots of small mistakes that are made.
The number one?
The number one is missing the cultural dynamic. We have to, whether we're European, American or Asian, we have to understand the local community, the local culture, and we have to apply ourselves and our interactions that are applicable and appropriate for that, for the community there. And it starts from a point of understanding, of sort of humility, and you could have the best product in the world, but it doesn't guarantee you success, and you've got to connect in a way that is right for that environment and for that community.
Mm-hmm. That's cool. I believe you have also another colleague. Is it Alec? I don't know whether I pronounce it right. She was in Bahrain as well.
That's true, yeah. So Alec Sissons is in our marketing team. She grew up in Bahrain. She was schooled there and came back to the UK to study for her degree. So yeah, she's a proper Bahraini resident, yeah.
And happy belated birthday to her, because I saw your announcement on Gemma is laughing. Yeah, I see your posts on LinkedIn. That's nice. Community, this is important because Jack World is a very international driven community. And even this year, country on stage is Saudi Arabia, which is the Middle East. So while you are touring around, we made sure that the Fluency team cross-culturally is very iterate and knows how to deal you know, the visitors, how to talk to the visitors. So you are in really good hands. Yeah. So this is as an introduction of Colin. Thank you, Colin, for the introduction. It's very nice to meet you and nice to work with you. Now let's think about the pods. So you are responsible for the sales and the operations. So that means whatever you promise to your customer, you have to keep it also. So you have a very, very important role at Fluency. Yes. It's not only selling and promising what most salesmen do, but you have to also keep the promise and make sure that the customer is happy. So what's in it for your customer? What do they get if they would decide now today? And please make sure, dear community, to contact Fluency. Maybe the team of Fluency, could you add into the comments the link where they can contact Colin and the team and know more about this this pod? So what do they get, Colin?
So when you join an innovation hub, what you get is a genuine turnkey package. It's very much a plug and play. There is design, build, preparation, all taken care of. And effectively, the exhibitor just needs to turn up, even on day one. I mean, typically, you would turn up to an exhibition at least the day before, check everything is going. You'd have to solve problems. But we take care of all of that for you. And on top of that, we offer our exhibitors pre-event visibility. We invite you to share with us your press releases, and we will help you build marketing campaigns, social media threads in the build-up to the show to help with visibility, to help get clients on board. We have a very broad network at Fluency. We've explained some of our backgrounds, and I bring a different network than Gemma has and Katie has. So we can help connect with potential clients and customers as well. And we do that regularly. We ask our exhibitors, who do you want to talk to? And we can connect them directly, which we have done previously. And that's in addition to the marketing support and the social media and the press releases that we provide, all under the same cost. Coordination support is also something that we offer when you arrive. If there are things missing, if you need support with anything, we have the background, we have the expertise to solve these small exhibiting issues that come along the way. There are no surprises. You know, I've been to many exhibitions over the years, and either when you arrive, there's a problem that needs solving, there's a cost that you have to pay. Or sometimes when you leave, so Camex is a great example, and there are often after show costs. And with an innovation hub pod, after show costs just don't come. So it's there are no surprises. What we also offer is a curated meeting space. So when exhibitors have their clients with them, they'll be able to sit in a relaxed and confidential environment. There are drinks provided and refreshments. So it's a very simple, engaging and pleasant way to experience an exhibition.
And I can absolutely confirm this because I had now the honor of having two pods, one in Birmingham, Advanced Engineering, and one of obviously at the Drum. And, you know, I don't do much of exhibitions so far. I may do in the future, but so far. And one of the things really that held me back as a small, very small company is really the dynamics of the registration and the planning and bring in the text and the logos and so on and so on. I mean, it goes on and on. You could really employ one person just for looking and setting up a booth there. And it was so easy with you guys. Basically, I remember I gave Katie my logo. Of course, I'm a collaborator now of ICS, and so I may have a fast track to everything. But I've seen even now with the Jack World, where I'm having a second booth now, things are very, very smooth, just with one form, and we are done with this. And that makes it really so comfortable for small people who small exhibitors, not people. I'm a big guy, actually. So it makes it so easy. Take me behind the scenes, Colin, while I'm setting up a little ticker here. Run us through the pots itself. So how are they made? Are you producing them yourselves? Do you have collaborators on this? Take us behind the scenes so that the people can really feel how these are produced.
So we have a long-standing partner that we work with for lots of stand related inquiries and events. So we work very closely. The stand builder partner that we work with is an extension of Fluency. There's actually a new design coming for JekWorld that will be shared very shortly, but it's effectively 2 meters tall by about a meter wide. There is a branding that we will help customers design, a lockable cupboard, so it makes it very easy with a PowerPoint inside. And depending on the show and the number of exhibitors and how we want to set up for that year, there will be back-to-back pods, and they'll be strategically placed around the innovation hub with seating areas as well. So we deliver what we believe is a visually attractive pod on a nice attractive floor space with all of the things that the exhibitor could possibly need there. And again, the branding that we help customers do, they are welcome to provide their own artwork within the branding area that we can supply, but we will also help them with that and help them to be as visible as possible and as striking as possible.
So here we go. Now I got the ticker down below. So you see the ICS hub is in hall 6, H114. and now this is, I don't know whether this circulates already officially around. I'm giving you now a code. So make use of this code if you want to visit JekWorld. And you want to save the entry money, this is the code that Fluency is gifting you today. Yeah. So if you can't book a pod and you want to have a look at Fluency, what they're doing, I mean, they are having these innovation hubs in many countries, and also the ICS International Composite Summit is around, not the corner, but later this year. So. So come and see them at JekWorld, and here's the free code. Make use of it. Yeah. All right, great. Colin. So I think that's it for now. I will come back to you later on. Let me get now Katie Holmes into the picture. Okay, let me work this out. Katie is muted, but we agreed that she's muted because she's using the microphone of Gemma. Gemma is not muted, but still we cannot hear you for some reason. Okay, Gemma is fixing the microphone. Okay.
Can you hear me okay?
Now I can hear you. And if Gemma would just switch off her sound. Okay, it should be now okay.
Okay, great.
So, Katie, now I can hear you nice and clear, and also our community. Let me also introduce yourself. So the first time I heard your name, I thought Katie Holmes. There's an actor called Katie. Who is Katie Holmes, for starters?
Sorry, okay, we're just having some problems with the sound. We just won't be a second.
Okay.
There we go. I think I can hear you now.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah. Yes. So, yes, as you said, I'm not, unfortunately, I was, well, fortunately or not, unfortunately, was not married to Tom Cruise. But I'm the marketing director at Fluency. So I joined last year with Gemma and Colin and the rest of the team, but have worked within the advanced materials and advanced engineering sector for, I think this is my 20th year, my 20th JEC World. So, yes, lots of experience within the sector in in-house marketing jobs and working with agencies as well.
Yeah. And you come from the Isle of Composites.
I do. Yes. So I am.
Tell us about the Isle.
There's many of us. So yes, I live on the Isle of Wight, which is, for those that don't know, is a small island off Portsmouth on the south coast of the UK. We have a very big composites kind of manufacturing industry on the Isle of Wight, which really has come from the boat building kind of industry. So composites were obviously introduced into boats first, and then it's grown into wind energy. So we have Vestas manufacturing blades on the Isle of Wight as well. We have GKN. It's really the a centre for composites expertise. And I think a lot of big companies have moved to the Isle of Wight because we have that skill base there. So yes, that's where I started my career, and have, even though I was based on the Isle of Wight, I've travelled extensively with my jobs kind of over the years, and got to meet lots of very interesting people.
Good. So we have the Isle of Composites, the Isle of Wight. And I know a few people now from the Isle of Wight, and I love the atmosphere. So I need to be seeing you guys there one day, hopefully this year or the next year. I understand it's just a ferry, 20 minutes ride, right? Yeah. It's not so far from the mainland.
No, we can give you a tour, okay.
Yeah, cool. Okay, so Katie, let's talk about the marketing side of the things. Now, Gemma told us about the strategic pain point solution that you offer. Colin explained us in detail what comes with the pot itself. Now, you tell us about the marketing side, the visibility. How does this impact the audiences, the target groups? Why is this so fascinating to them?
Well, I think a show the size of JEC World, visibility can be one of the biggest challenges, especially if you're a smaller business, as Gemma was saying, and this is your first kind of venture into these larger exhibitions. So I think working within this industry, it's something I've seen kind of repeatedly. The Innovation Hub works because it creates like a destination space. So visitors know that when they step into the hub, they'll discover a range of like new ideas and technologies all in one place. And then from a marketing point of view, there's the shared visibility is, you know, very powerful. So instead of competing individually for attention, I think companies benefit from that kind of collective presence, and also have the kind of the ICS branding and the natural footfall that the hub generally attracts.
Mm-hmm. What kind of marketing support can they expect from you guys, the customers who then decide now for a pot on your innovation hub?
Yeah, so I think Colin touched on it briefly, but exhibitors can benefit from kind of pre-event marketing and promotion, which really helps kind of build awareness ahead of JEC World. So we can provide a professionally like written press release, which will support for companies that don't have time or internal resource to do that. Many of these companies don't have marketing departments at this stage. They're still small, developing. So we really see ourselves as an extension to that. We can support exhibitors with writing their pre-show social media posts, so they feel confident about what to say, when to say it, and kind of really how to build that momentum before the event. So again, I think it goes back to the visibility, just really building that visibility and helping them manage everything so they don't feel on their own. And we can advise if there's a product that they're planning to launch or people they want to meet, we can really help target those areas and make sure that they're talking to the right people.
You have this fantastic option of this TV screen, and you helped me setting this up. And I liked it very much. Community, I need to tell you about my experience there. So when I came, prior me coming, I sent this this file over to Katie, and she set this up with a laptop on the TV screen, which is, I guess, a 35-inch screen. So it just covers the pot on the top. And people would actually stand in front of the screen and watch the screen. This is what I observed both on AE and the ICS. And I found that fascinating, because later on, even if I wasn't on the booth, people were touring around, and they mm-hmm. then they saw me walking there, and they said, "Are you the guy from that TV Composites Lounge?" And I said, "Yes, exactly, that's me." It's like, do you know the story of Atkinson, Mr. Bean?
Yes, Mr. Bean.
You know Mr. Bean, where Mr. Bean is in an auto parts shop, and someone says, "You are the spitting image of that Mr. Bean," and he says, "Well, I am Mr. Bean," and that guy didn't believe it, right? So that's funny. That's really funny, and it's such a nice icebreaker. So yes. I would actually recommend you guys, if you go for a pod, consider strongly also the TV, and not only show yourself, but also, of course, your solutions. So it yes. has really a cool branding effect. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's just a fun fact. And that's also why I ask you guys to put on my screen again, and we will make sure that ICS will be there, Jack World will be there, and all these motion pictures going around. Yeah. Let me take Colin one more time. And Colin, please prepare. Let's bridge to Colin one more time. Maybe this is for you both, you know. Now, your customers want to see results, of course, yeah? Let's talk about what sort of results can your exhibitors expect. Now, let's be creative. I mean, sometimes it's not only the numbers. It can be also some qualitative measures.
Yeah, I mean, that's a very broad and open question, okay? And every exhibitors' wishes and even the journey is can be quite different. So when you say what can they expect, it does depend on what they're looking for. But what we do encourage is for exhibitors to work with us, to liaise with us. If we understand their objectives from the show, you know, we can provide a support package or a communication package, mm-hmm. all included, that allows them to focus on their objectives and then work with us and us with them to ensure that insofar as possible they're achievable, and as a team we can reach for those.
Mm-hmm. Katie, do you want to add
expectable
results?
I think it's kind of going back to what Gemma was saying earlier, is, you know, we're offering a central location and support actually on the show floor as well. So they're not feeling alone to come and exhibit at this large, quite intimidating exhibition if you've not been there. You know, there's some huge stands and huge exhibitors. And I think really we're just helping, it's that stepping stone of being able to introduce themselves to JEC World and, you know, their journey for however long, 10, 20 years. And I think something that we find a lot of the exhibitors like is the fact that we do staff the Innovation Hub the whole time. So they can feel quite confident to go to their meetings and wander around. And we are there to kind of, there's not going to be missed opportunities. There will be somebody there that can take inquiries and can, you know, make sure that they feel supported while they go and speak to people.
Have you counted already how many of your staff will be at the Fluency booth? I'm asking because there was also, is it Sophie or Susan, who helped me even making photos with one of my clients?
I think there's going to be, Colin, there's about five of us, I think, maybe six attending. Yeah, so we're going to have Kyla and Shannon.
Shannon,
you've met. Yes, at Advanced Engineering. Yes, yeah. So there will be Laura as well.
Yeah, maybe seven then in that. Yeah, six or seven.
So that's quite a huge actually team. So I get Colin out. He's blacked out, and get Gemma in. So you have six, seven people on the booth, which really community is a nice team working together, and you can be really absolutely sure that. Even if you aren't there, it will be taken care of. Yeah, we just need to make sure that, of course, the visitors show up, and this is why we are going also live here. So make your move to the pod. So we got now Gemma back, and I got Katie here, because I want to, dear community, after a very short break, I want to give you some breaking news, what we have thought, where we can even increase your visibility even more as a pod booker. Yeah, just after this show. What I'm seeing, I need to rework my wall. There's only one UK company there, but I have so many UK companies lately, yes. So that needs rework. I think that's from 2023 something. So, Gemma, I've spoken to you about, getting your pod exhibitors into even further spotlight. And one of the spotlight features that Composites Launch is strong on is, of course, the community building, that we are bringing innovation, technology, sustainability. These are our three content pillars in front of our community. And we want to offer the community that is based on the Innovation Hub a special add-on, and that is a video interview with myself on the ICS booth, on the Fluency ICS Innovation Hub booth. Yeah. So what we will do is we will increase your reach, not only during the day, because we will do a daily reel on that, a daily coverage, but we will also make sure that you can tell your story, your case study, your reference, your solution to our community. So Composites Launch has about 200,000 impressions over the year just on LinkedIn alone. And that adds up to what Fluency is adding. And this will give you a massive PR boost, a massive visibility, and you will really stand out during Jack World together with the Innovation Hub and also after Jack World, because most underestimate, Jack World is only once a year, but we want to bridge the time from Jack World to ICS and then back to Jack World. So these videos will make sure that you are visible also in the transitioning times. Yeah. So how would that work? We need to discuss the details, the framing and the questions, but the pod area is such large that we can put our tripod on in front of the one aisle. I guess you have an island, is it?
Yes, correct.
You have an island, yeah? So we will place the tripod with the camera on the island. My team will be monitoring us with the camera. And we will have you with your solution, dear pod booker, on, the wall inside the pod. And we can place it the way that your pod is also visible in the camera. So how about that? This is a special first time that we do this together. There's only a small surcharge based on this for the editing and the production and the dissemination. So if you're interested in that, Laura has already written the contact into the chat. So reach out to them and tell them, okay, you want to have the pod plus the video, or just the pod, or the pod with the TV. So you got options there. But I would suggest go for the pod, go for the TV, and go for this video shoot together with me. And then you make sure that you are not only in your own bubble, but you are extending your networks really to the Innovation Hubs networks, the Fluency networks, the UK networks, international networks, the Jack networks, and the Composites Launch networks. So in total, I guess we are talking like minimum 50,000 people that we can reach through this campaign. So 50,000 unique viewers, how does that sound? Isn't that really a nice option for you to stand out? Show your innovation, be proud of it, stand up. But as they said before, Jack World is mega huge, is mega big. So we need to help you guys stand out a bit. Yeah, and we will do that. Right, Gemma. Let's continue with you. Katie, anything else you would like to address before I finish with Gemma this session?
No, I don't think so. I think it's really just to kind of reinforce that the hubs are kind of really, we're just trying to take that kind of headache away from exhibiting, and just to really have, see us as an extension kind of your team, really. We're there to support your marketing communications and support your, you know, your time in Paris. So yeah, please feel free to reach out if you have any questions.
A great call to action. Thank you, Katie. Right. So, Gemma, my final question to you is now, why Jack World? Why is this your next expansion with your innovation hub to Jack World?
Okay. So, to me, I think people always remember that I say to me, JAC World, Jack World is like Christmas. And what I always mean by that is, you know, it is the one time that the community really comes together. And it's not just the composites community, the end sectors are all there. And as you touched on earlier, you know, this year, the country of honour is Saudi Arabia, the country on stage. So, you know, it really pulls in place all the companies globally. And it is, you know, the one time of year where we get that absolute mega composites marketplace. So I can't think of a better place to take the ICS Innovation Hub. I can't wait to see people there. I can't wait to help people connect whilst they're there. You know, it's a great show, and I'm really looking forward to us being part of it.
You mentioned the country on stage, Saudi Arabia. What are your stakes into Saudi Arabia? I guess you have some special arrangements there or special relationships.
So we have an office actually. Yeah, no, we have an office in Bahrain in the Middle East. So we do, okay. Fluency does, sorry, has an office over in Bahrain as well as America and the UK. So, you know, we have some customers over there. We're also working with JEC, who have a really exciting event taking place in May, which takes place in Saudi Arabia. It's the second event. It's going to be a forum. If people don't know about it, I suggest you head over to the JEC website now to have a look, because there are some really, really important players who are part of that. I'm looking forward to seeing, you know, this shift in the industry and the position that Saudi Arabia takes, because I think it will be an important one. And I think that, you know, people should definitely take time at Jack World this year to head over to the stage to see Saudi Arabia on stage, hear from some of the great speakers they have on.
Okay, wonderful. So Gemma, now you are at Southern Manufacturing. You missed the opening, it looks like. So thank you so much for preferring our LinkedIn Live and prioritizing our LinkedIn Live. But that was really, really important to get our community being informed about your innovation hub. I do not want to take more of your time. Now you go to Southern Manufacturing and speak to our community over there in the analog world, in the real world. And
in the real world.
In the new world. And I'll take Katie one more time and Colin there. And by that, I would say wishing you a great show at Southern Manufacturing, nice, inspiring talks. And we will meet at Jack World on your Innovation Hub.
Perfect. Thank you.
See you soon.
How do we connect you with stories within the composites and sustainable materials industry? We are on the ground to find the facts. We examine big, innovative ideas. We let diverse perspectives on technology and sustainability emerge and ignite conversations that matter most to bring you the composites and sustainable materials world. Stay informed, stay connected, stay inspired. From our online studios in Germany, covering events and corporates from France, Italy, UK, Central Europe, and many more European regions. Join us for creating sustainable value.
With Composites 360 on tour, Composites Lounge Engineering Talks, and Composites Lounge End User Panels, hosted by Ilkay Özgüzoğlu. Weekly on LinkedIn, YouTube, and your preferred podcasts.
How do we connect you with the stories
within the composites and sustainable materials industry.